was a little harsh with you last time, but you have to at least understand. I was at my wit's end. I don't want to be the reason you get hurt. Let alone the reason why I lose you. Shh. You have to take it slow. You barely recovered from that. The most I can do is hold you. Maybe let my hands wander too much. All the better way to appreciate your body in new ways. I'm sorry. It was never supposed to be like this. If I wasn't selfish and greedy, you wouldn't be in this state. No. I just feel like, after everything, I'm still around you. Still selfish to the bitter end, huh? That's what part of me feels. Weird to feel that way. My kisses can make you sick. Of course I feel horrible about it. Because I want them so much. Because I love when you do. I love that you see me. Not just my power. Not just who I am, cursed society. You know, jujitsu sorcerers, we don't often live very long. I've had a lot of friends, people I cared about, come and go. Not all of them, of course. But the ones I lost, I always blame myself for them. Not the best bedroom talk, right? But if you were wondering, that's why. When I thought I was hurting you, I lost all that playful. Lost all that casual. And I thought about it again. If I ruin the lives of the people I care about the most, yet I can't lose sight. Honey, I'm a weapon. A big, cold, stupid weapon. Am I warm to you? You sure that's not you just getting sick on my behalf again? Did say you want to risk it all with me. Don't know what I've done to possess you to think that way, but all the more reason to take things slow. Maybe as they should have been from the start. Maybe my self-defense, my passion, my overbearing god complex. All of that's just to protect the soft jelly insides. Then, it's so tough. I protect myself. Because I don't have a choice. I can't atone for my sins in any other way. Though calling them sins, I guess, is only half the story. Since it's blood on my hands. Blood that I really didn't want spilled. I know. You think I blame myself too much, right? Anyone who cares would. Maybe. I'll concede that much. I'm not exactly good at giving myself the forgiving pep talk. But baby, hoping for a normal life, it's not for me. This little reprieve from the inevitability has been one of the best things I've ever experienced. And one of the most guilt-driven, too. Not your fault. My fault. You say I can't take all the blame, but who else is there to blame? Had I been a normal sorcerer, none of this would have been an issue, but you had to go for the absolute strongest, huh? Save some for the rest of us. I can't scoff at that determination, though. The fact that you're still into me when I've caused you to get a little bit endangered. Little bit's doing a lot of work there. But listen, I want you to be safe, but I don't want to stop this 30-day challenge. I want it to be something you look back at fondly when it's over. Something that we can look back at together. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but taking it slow might not be enough. I'm petrified, and nothing scares me except losing people I care about. Truth be told, that's my biggest horror story. Being forced to watch everything fall apart. Unable to move, unable to do anything about it. Powerlessness. It's something I've craved at one point in my life. Until I actually felt it. And it came crumbling down, that illusion that if you're powerless, you just live life carefree. No, no. God, no. But that's enough about me. How do you feel, baby? Easy time. Do you feel anything when I'm this close? And here. It's frustrating. Really frustrating. I want a lot of things for you. Not one of them is getting hurt by my cursed energy. If anything, I can't say I've learned my lesson here. Because I keep touching you. And I don't want to apologize for it. I just want to touch you more. Doesn't have the same weight to it like this. Touching without touch. Most I can do is try and focus my cursed energy elsewhere. And instead, start simple. You're the one who wanted to try, so of course I'll match your freak. Do I look like I want to say goodbye? No. Not even a little. Relax. If my hands get a little too adventurous, you'll tell me, right? Being the pervert that I am, couldn't resist when I felt how messy you are down here. These fingers wandered and took what I wanted. Surprised. I can't explain in words how difficult this is. And even then, I want, if we're gonna start this over properly, safely, I want you to feel something good for sticking it out with me. Someone's burning up down here. Careful now. If you keep doing that, I'll just want two more. So that's what we become, huh? My hand wandering to your precious place. Your hand wandering to mine. And a naughty hand it is, huh? The hand you've been dealt. Maybe. You feeling that? Of course you are. You were sensitive from the very start. Me too, thankfully. Just like that. Don't stop. Of course I wouldn't either. You gonna come? By all means, do it for me. Yeah? Yeah. You're not too shy about it either. Am I seeing things? Did we just get through a small, albeit meaningful first step back? Look at you. Never try so hard for me, okay? Just promise me one thing. If you think you're gonna get sick from me, if you think this is too much, walk away. I'm not worth you getting hurt. You hear me? And I mean that.